Hey y'all, welcome to Ramdino Hiking and the Appalachian Trail Podcast. I'm your host, Ramdino. Thanks for joining me to build the hiker community, support the AT Thru Hikers, and to hear about trail news, hiking gear, section hikes, trail personalities, and all things trail. For a video version of this podcast, check out my YouTube channel, Ramdino Roaming the Trail. Now, let's get to walking and talking trail. Hey y'all, Ramdino here, coming at you again for another Appalachian Trail Community News and Through Hiker Update. Want to send a big thank you out to our sponsors this week of over at Blaze Video, makers of some really killer trail cameras out there. We'll talk about them in just a little bit, but let's go ahead and get into what's going on out there on the trail. Don't forget, if you get anything out of the video, or if you don't get anything out of the video, give me a thumbs up down below anyway. Doesn't cost you a dime. Subscribe, or at least send this over to somebody else you know that's like-minded and might be interested in what's going on with the hiker community. And leave me a comment. Love your comments. And we're going to cover some of those comments in just a few minutes. But let's talk about what's going on out there with the thru-hikers out there. So we got still got folks on the trail, still got folks that are finishing up every single day out there. So it's awful exciting to still see people even this late in the season still having a good time out there. So we got the Praise team. They have hit the 2,000-mile mark on their subo track of the Appalachian Trail, and they are coming out of the Smokies any day now. So that is awesome. They'll be heading over the Knock, and just really exciting to seeing them getting ready to get finished. Bone Spur, also known as the Chapalachian, he is moving south out of Parrishburg, and he's stayed down at Woods Hole Hostel. He said there's still a lot of folks there. Said there's a nice bubble of sobos that are moving through that area. They had 12 for dinner up at Angel's Rest Hostel when he was there, and he had 11 down at Woods Hostel. So he keeps thinking he's the last guy there, and people come past him, and there's still more coming. So he is the 2021 Thru Hiker Chaplain for the United Methodist Church. And he's going to be finishing up sometime around January or so, weather permitting, but he says he's available for spiritual or the 12-step recovery conversation for anybody out there that needs it. So if you're somebody that just wants to speak with somebody out there in a chaplain, you know, type of format or what have you, let me know. You can send me a DM or a email down below, and I'll get you his number. I have his cell number. He'll be glad to talk to you about that. And then Redbeard, he has made it to Franklin. He's going to be off trail for about a week and repositioning his camper, and then he'll be getting back on trail and finishing up. And Mona Leafa, she is through the Grayson Highlands. She went through Grayson Highlands in the snow and got to see the ponies and all that stuff up there in Grayson Highlands, but she only has 62 miles left to finish her wraparound flip-flop. So that is awesome. So a lot of folks finishing up here. Yak, he finished his flip-flop and summit in Springer Mountain on the 12th of November. And his tramley finished along with him. Flower Power, Dreamer, Discount, and Hot Sauce were all there with him. So he completed his hike in 4 months and 3 weeks. And looks like they also did the approach trail on their way down there. So that's a little easier for Sobo folks on the approach trail because it's just about all downhill coming down to Amicola Falls State Park there. But congratulations to his tramway out there. And then we also had another hiker and her tramway finish, and that is Catapult. And they call their tramway the Bedazzled Thongs. Now, I don't know if that's the shoe type or the underwear type. Either one of them seems to be really uncomfortable if they're bedazzled, because bedazzled has the little rhinestones and stuff on it, and I don't want any of that anywhere close to either one of those places. But anyway, they are finished up their flip-hop hike on the 7th, and the names of their tramway was Spirit, Trippin', Deep Dried, and Catapult. So that is awesome. Congratulations to all those folks. So we got 2022 registrations both on my channel and the ATC continue to climb. Before we get to that, we want to go ahead and give a shout-out again to Blaze Video out there for their high-resolution trail cameras. They got 24MP with 1296 on the video that takes it daytime, nighttime, got great night vision, It has an invisible flash, which the old kind used to have a flash that animals could see and it'd scare them off. These are invisible flash, and I've actually been out taking pictures at night myself, and you can't see the flash. It's pretty neat. Waterproof, got a tenth of a second trigger speed, so that's pretty awesome out there. I set it up, and we saw some wildlife. While I had it set up out there in the woods and kind of wanted to see what type of resolution it had and what it looked like. So it's pretty cool to see that. So thanks a lot for the folks there at Blaze Video. If you're interested in one of these cameras, I'll leave a link to their website down below. You can go direct to their website, and their cameras cost about $76.99. So that's pretty cheap for a good trail camera. And if you'll put in the code RAM1, R-A-M-1, you'll get another 6% off of that. And if you'll tune in next week, then you'll have the opportunity to win one of their cameras. So they'll be doing a camera giveaway next week, so on this channel, on my next update. So appreciate the folks out there doing that. So let's get back to what's going on with the registrations out there. So on my hiker support list, we've got 85 or so folks that have registered to be on my list. So the hiker support list is a place where folks that have social media can go to, whether it be YouTube or Instagram or Facebook or trail journals and whatever you got out there. And those are the main ones. There's been some people on Reddit, but those are the main ones people have on that on the support list. They go there and leave their name and their, you know, which direction they're hiking, when they're leaving, and their links to their through their different social media accounts. They leave those there, and then you can go out there and support them all the way to Katahdin or Springer or wherever they wind up completing their hike. Gives you a chance, the hiker community, to go out there and dialogue with them and give them an attaboys and keep them pumped up all the way. And so that's just awesome that people sign up for that. So right now, a third of those that are on the list signed up, they will be starting their trip from Amicalola Falls State Park. So that means they'll be doing the 8+ miles on the approach trail, which is pretty much straight up all the way to Springer up there. And 51% of those are starting at Springer, 51% of the folks that have signed up. So the rest of them in there are flip-floppers or Sobo folks. Right now, we've got 88% of the folks that are signed up, their list are Nobo, 9.5% of them are flip-floppers, and 3.6% of them are Sobo. So if you want to be a part of that list, that link to that form is down below. And if you're part of the hiker community that wants to follow folks on that list, that link is down below in the description section as well. The ATC registrations continue to climb. So we've had up from our last update, we had 1,542 Nobos this week. We had 1,621 flip-floppers. We kind of went down, so some folks canceled on their flip-floppers. We went from 60 to 58, and we lost quite a few Sobo. They went from 60 to 38. But overall, we've gained hikers that have registered. We're up from 1,662 last week. We are up to 1,717 that have registered on there. And you can add anywhere from 10 to 25% of that for the actual folks that are going, that will be attempting a through hike. And right now, we've got one date that's maxed out, and that's April 1st. And some dates that I typically probably will see is the first of the month. So March 1st is climbing. And I don't know why April 1st and March 1st, why those days, you know, the first day of the month, I don't know why those max out every year like that. So if you know or have an inkling as to why that, leave a comment down below. I'd like to understand that. And I also expect that February 22nd to max out, and that's so folks can have on their hiker tag or on their completion date that they started on February 22nd, 2022. So 2/22/22. So that seems to be a pretty something that's pretty common thing that folks are doing there. So we got some news also from the trail this week. We heard from Whispers, our northern correspondent. He through hiked some years ago and continues to hike through the New England states, does a lot in the whites, gives us a lot of updates about what's going on with the accommodations up there in the whites and how things are going up there. And so I posed the question of what was the one thing you wish you had known before you started your thru hike. And so, Whispers, take it away.
Hi-ho, Whispers here for Rambino Hiking the Trails. Answering the question, what is the one thing I wish I knew before starting my first thru hike? In a word, flexibility. The biggest mistake I made first time was tying myself to my hiking buddy. One tent, one stove, even meals pre-mixed for two. Our schedules were pretty tied together. I now know that one of the biggest benefits of the long hike format is the ability to change your mind about what you're going to do for any given day or section completely on the fly. Anything from the weather, the terrain, coming across good folks or a beautiful place, or just good or bad moods can change what you want to do. Being flexible to changing conditions makes the hike much more enjoyable and safer. Hiking with a trail with your buddy is definitely one of the great joys of many long trails, but it's important to be able to set your own schedule too.
Thanks a lot for that. That is really great advice, Whispers. As the saying goes, hike your own hike. So I can definitely see how being flexible is something you really need to do out there, and how hiking in a large, particularly the larger the tramway, the less flexible you are. But pretty much if you're not being flexible like that and you're trying to stay in a tramway or you don't have the flexibility to go somewhere else, then you're pretty much hiking somebody else's hike. So just think about that through hikers when you get out there. Don't worry about necessarily staying with the tramway. I've heard it said many a times that through hikers, even though they left the other tramway, they found another tramway. So good luck with that. And then we had something awful happen, and that was a hiker that was killed up in New York on the Palisades Parkway. She was hiking on the Appalachian Trail. Her name was Galena Sermon. She was 66 years old, and she was hiking with some family and friends. And there's a particular road crossing up there on the Palisades Parkway where it's 65 miles an hour, but cars are doing like 80 miles an hour through there. You know, people coming out of New York City and everything. And so she got hit. The driver of the car did stop, so there was no impairment or anything like that. It was just a complete accident. You know, and there are thousands of road crossings on the AT. You know, a lot of them, of course, on dirt roads. You're not so much worried about those backcountry roads. But a lot of them are on main roads coming through, and those can be really, really scary and really dangerous. I know when Come Long and I were up and on our Bermud trip, there was one there where they actually had a sign posted right before the road that said, "Don't become roadkill. Make sure you're looking both ways." So those road crossings can be very, very difficult. So let's be careful out there, folks. Then roads are going to be closing December 15th up in the Green Mountain National Forest. A lot of those roads closed for winter. And so a lot of those roads are access roads for the, not specifically for the AT, but people use them to access the AT. So you're not going to be able to do that. You'll be limited if you are hiking the AT or the Long Trail, which share the same treadway. You'll be limited after December 15th through the winter on bailout points and access points for resupply. So keep that in mind. I don't have the exact roads that will be closing, so you'll have to go probably the Green Mountain or Long Trail or the Green Mountain Backpacking Club site would be the best place to go for that, where you would be able to find out what roads are going to be closing up. Still hunting season along many parts of the trail and will be really towards the end of the year, so please wear orange and be very careful out there. Don't let there be a close call or worse come to you like is in this video here. Holy! So let's make sure that we're out there visible. A lot of crazy hunters out there, a lot of hunters that may not have the best vision in the world. And then I wanted to, like I told y'all last week, I've got a section now where I'm going to be doing answering viewer comments or commenting on comments. And so I had one from Chuck Burleson, and he asked, "What proof do I have of cougars on the eastern U.S. So I'd mentioned last week about that there was cougar hunting season and how you need to be careful. And during cougar hunting season, the biggest thing should be you should be with a tramley. And that way, if you're not the fastest, you can always knock somebody's leg out from underneath them and get away really quick. And then the cougars will be somewhere else. They won't be around you. They'll be with your mate that you that's on the side of the trail. But Chuck asked, "What proof do I have that on the eastern U.S.?" And so I searched high and low to find some empirical data for you folks to find, and I have found a picture that was posted in a wildlife publication of the AT Mountain Lions out there, or the actually not AT, but Appalachian Mountain Lions, a.k.a. Cougars, that are on the AT. So here's a picture I've got of that right there. And also, it's a little-known fact that cougars mate for life and that they also inhabit. Little-known fact, they inhabit the AT. So did want to answer that comment there. I decided to respond to two comments this week because one of the comments was about trail angels. And this comes from Quiet John, and he writes in and says about our trail angel support list. When Runway and our trail angel support list is a support list where if you're a trail angel, you can be on that support list. So through hikers out there can get in touch with you. And Quiet John indicates when Runway was in Eckville, north of Port Clinton in June, she needed to get back to Hamburg to purchase a new phone. She got my name and number from your list. I was able to help her, and when we met, we realized we had met on top of 183 when I was giving snacks out. I then helped her for two more days slack packing her over the Palmerton Rocks. Just proof your list makes a great difference in someone's hike. That comes from Quiet John from Pottsville, Pennsylvania. So that is awesome, Quiet John. Thank you for sending that in. And all trail angels out there, thank you for what you do to make a difference. If you want to be on the trail angel list, I have a public and a private list. So the private list only goes out to thru hikers or folks that are in desperate need out there as section hikers, but typically as thru hikers. And the public list will be a link down below, and anybody can see that. And the sign-up forms for to be on either one of those lists are down below in the description section as well. So please, if you're a trail angel out there, we'd love to have you on either one of those lists. And it just we appreciate so much what trail angels do out there for the hiker community. Folks, that's all I got this week. As always, appreciate you, and we'll see you out there.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. Hope you got some great information out of it. Check out my YouTube channel, Ramdino Roaming the Trails, at the link in the show notes below to see what you may have missed. Subscribe to it and this podcast and do us a real big favor, give us a good review. Feel free to send me any questions or comments. If I don't have an answer, I'll make one up. I hope you're able to get out in the woods and go for a hike, and if so, we'll take the time to do it. Maybe take a friend. And if they're not a good friend, maybe get them lost. There's no better place to be lost than in the woods. It's not important how long or how far you go. Just go.